Hi, this is Jill Murphy from Pharmacy Times, and you're listening to Pharmacy Focus. The Pharmacy Times Pharmacy Focus podcast provides the latest industry news and information, thought leader insights, clinical updates, patient counseling tools, and innovative solutions for the everyday practice and business of pharmacy. Before we begin with this week's episode, do you know which crime novelist incorporated her knowledge of pharmacy into her books? We will reveal the answer at the end of the episode. In this week's episode, we will be discussing emergency medicine pharmacist with Catherine Sammi, emergency medicine clinical pharmacist at Sarasota Memorial Hospital. Sammi has seen many quick changes at her occupation since the start of COVID-19, including what her hospital has done for PPE, treatments, and logistics.
I think our administrative team and the frontline team, we're trying very hard to keep up with this moving target, and we're trying very hard to be really innovative with things. So trying to see a few chess moves ahead, but it feels like it's changing so fast. So things are strange. There's a really weird dichotomy between the areas that you'd expect to have high census, like acute care areas, emergency departments, critical care, needing more staff and feeling the pressure of this pandemic. But then you also have a lot of low census areas. So you have the procedural areas, elective surgeries, all those things are being canceled. So you have this other cohort of colleagues that are trying to flex hours, use paid time off, that are not working as much. So very strange dichotomy between the two.
Further, Sammi said the shortages of PPE have caused the hospital to focus on limiting the amount of healthcare professionals who wear it and when.
Our hospital just allowed and approved an okay for home PPE to be worn, but they specifically put a caveat to that being things that you bought that are actually a product. So not like homemade masks from fabrics or something that you made with your own sewing machine. So we're trying to, like I said, get really innovative with things. So people are bringing in their own welding masks that have N100 or P100 appropriate filters on them. I definitely think our hospital's trying to be transparent about what we have. I, as someone on the front lines and not in an administrative team, I feel like I'm getting regular updates about what we have and how to conserve. But I also feel like what I'm supposed to be wearing at any given time has changed a little bit as we determine just how airborne this pathogen is.
At the start of the pandemic, Sammi was experiencing a fentanyl shortage at the hospital. However, other options have been considered to deal with the critically ill patients she sees every day.
So that's been hard to deal with. We're trying to move towards hydromorphone where we can or other options. But whenever there's a big shortage of something as important as something like fentanyl for these analgesic sedations, it's just a matter of time before the other drugs get taxed, right? Because we all start moving towards them. The obvious shortages, we don't have them right now, but I would anticipate hydroxychloroquine, tocilizumab, so these targeted therapies we're trying to use in those patients. And then also, I'm a little nervous. It's happened in the past where critical care meds like vasopressors have gone on shortage, and we're using a high amount of those in general. So I think that's a possibility. And then even scarier, the life-saving crash cart meds. So things like epinephrine syringes and those LifeShield syringes that are helpful to use in code. So hopefully that doesn't happen, but I am trying to anticipate that it could.
We are taking a short break to celebrate pharmacy hero Lendai Muehlbauer, who works at a Rite Aid in New Jersey. Muehlbauer has been tirelessly caring for her patients during the COVID-19 pandemic. She was nominated by her daughter, Carly, who said her mom is the reason she has entered pharmacy school. Carly told Pharmacy Times that during this pandemic, she has been away from us a lot more than usual, working day in and day out to care for her patients. She works crazy hours and not once has she complained. She comes home every day thankful to be able to care for so many people. If you would like to nominate a pharmacist or pharmacy staff member as a pharmacy hero, email the address in our description with your nominee. Now back to the show. As a pharmacist herself, Sammi described her role during the pandemic with different responsibilities as the strangest thing to happen in her career, where she feels that she has had to step back a bit in patient care due to this transition.
So I'm trying to conserve PPE, so maybe I don't have to be gowned up in the room at the bedside. But it's strange to round on your patients and look at them through a glass. And that has been like, I have a strong sense of care for my patients still, but it's so strange and odd to look at them through glass doors. So that's been interesting. And then another big piece is that we always think of this as clinical pharmacists. We're always thinking about logistics, but I feel like even more now, every med is not only a clinical concern, it is a dire logistical one too. So will this be an extra gown that has to be used in face masks, or can we use extension tubing to run some of the drugs and pumps from outside of the room so the nurses don't have to go in as frequently and titrate? Can we time the meds more closely together so that they're only going in at a less number of times versus having to go in at 2 o'clock for this med that's scheduled and 5 o'clock for this med that's scheduled? So recently at our institution, a medication like warfarin used to be scheduled at 5 p.m. We changed it now to be on time with some of the other administration of meds a little bit later in the day. And that was to reduce the number of exposures to the nurses and then also just conserve PPE.
A major concern for Sami and her colleagues is staying well to continue to support her patients.
I think we all want everyone to be well, your loved ones, your coworkers, yourself. And I think what the piece that's scariest to me is that we have this small team of highly trained clinical pharmacists in the ER and the ICU. And it seems like it's only a matter of time that we start getting sick too. And what's gonna happen if we're sick? And do we have enough people to take care of our patients? How will we take care of ourselves? I don't wanna be rounding on my loved ones in the bed, you know? So it's just, it's hard. It's hard to think that there could be a tipping point where we're starting to get sick and need treatment too.
One piece of advice that Sami gives to pharmacists while taking care of their patients is to eat well, sleep, and get in any physical movement you can. In addition, from her yoga practitioner experience, she recommends moving into a mindset of abundance instead of fear.
So I'm trying really hard to think, I'm grateful that I am well right now. I'm grateful that we are coming up with these incredible, creative, and innovative solutions to things. Things I never would have thought of until I was pressed, you know, we've been pressed to do it, right? So it's just really cool to see how great minds come together and start finding solutions to these problems that weren't even a thought in our mind maybe a year ago or 6 months ago.
Did you figure out our fun fact of the week? The crime novelist who incorporated pharmacy into her books was Agatha Christie. Although Christie was never a full-fledged pharmacist, she developed an interest in pharmaceuticals as a volunteer nurse during World War I. She completed an exam that made her the equivalent of a pharmacy technician and resumed her pharmaceutical duties during World War II. Christie's interests came in handy as she wrote, with more than half of her novels containing poisons, such as strychnine, which was prescribed for heart disease at the time. Released into the air or sprinkled into food or drink, strychnine can cause respiratory failure, muscle spasms, and death. Thanks for listening to Pharmacy Focus. Stay tuned for next episode where we will be joined by another key opinion leader in the pharmacy space.